One.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Ladies Number One Detective Agency, Clearing the Paranormal. Today is December 11th, 2024. I am your host, Amae Clark, owner and operator of Earthlight Energies Incorporated, and I am a certified and licensed Holy Fire to Reiki master, practitioner, and teacher. Today, I am joined by my lovely co-host, Janet Graham. Hello, Janet. How are you today?
Hello, Amae. What a lovely day. I feel great.
Oh, I forgot to check to see what episode we're on. I think it's 23 or 24. I'm not...
Wow.
Wow. And this, we might do a couple more before the end of the year. But starting in January, we're going to start our season two, because we've been doing this since September 2023, I think.
Wow.
I know.
Time goes by so fast.
Yeah, and here we thought we were going to do it weekly, and wow. We're lucky we can do it once a month. Anyway, thank you for joining me today. Hopefully everything's going through well. So we thought today we would talk about past lives and past life regression. And I thought maybe an interesting way to dive into this would be to actually share my story about my past life regression, which was in October 7th, 2015. So it was almost 10 years ago.
Wow.
And I actually totally forgot that I had had this then. It wasn't until I was digging through some boxes during COVID, trying to find some tapes of recordings from different psychics. And I came across one that just had a date on it. And I was going, oh, what's this? And popped it in. And as soon as I heard, I went, wow, I had totally forgotten about this. So I thought what we would do today is I have a transcript from the tape. Unfortunately, the recording wasn't very good. And I have a friend, great thanks to him for helping me out. He is a musician and he had some good recording equipment, so he was able to take the tape. And I asked him if he could just clean up the quality of the tape so I could hear it to transcribe it. Well, he actually transcribed it.
Wow.
For me. So it was really great.
Good friend. Good friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I was getting funny texts from him while he was transcribing it, though, because he was, you know, not quite into this stuff. And I think his mind was getting a bit blown as he was reading this. Anyway, so Janet is going to play the role of the hypnotherapist who did this past life regression. And I'm just going to do my responses. There's a few things we're going to leave out just because we don't want to go through the induction information. And there's some names and stuff that will be not shared just for privacy reasons. And I thought this, the reason I wanted to share this story is for two reasons. One is it will give people an idea of what one method of this process and what the purpose of it is. Because I mean, sure, it's cool to understand that, you know, hey, you have a past life in Egypt or Rome or whatever that might be. But what does that really mean in this lifetime? And what is the purpose of even having a past life regression?
And how does it affect you in this lifetime?
Exactly. Which we talk about all the time. We've even mentioned it in some of our episodes. And then I thought we'd just talk a little bit about some of the past life regression work that we do as well. We might be able to do a little recap. We always just kind of go with the flow, see how it all turns out. All right. So Janet, at this point of the transcript, we're taking it to, she's already gone through the induction process, and I am now 12 years old.
Okay, what color do you see on the walls?
White.
Is there a dresser or chest of drawers?
There's a dresser.
Go to the dresser. When you get near the dresser and lift your finger, now look at the top or look for a mirror on the wall. Just notice what you notice, and when you notice something, say out loud what you notice.
Pink brocade cover on the dresser. That was my grandma's.
Oh, interesting. go to the closet. Is there a certain outfit in the closet that you really like to wear? What is it?
White, a dress with little purple and blue flowers.
Now 12. Would you go out the stairs and stand that step you stepped off of? Now go down.
Okay.
11, 10.
No, just start.
Look around you. Go to a room you spend a lot of time in, but not your bedroom. When you're in that room, lift your finger. What room are you in?
The living room.
What color do you see in that room?
Red.
What is it that is red?
The light.
Look around. What do you see? Is there another item you see beside the light?
I'm looking out the window.
And what do you see when you look out the window?
The garden, the trees.
What do you feel when you look out the window?
I really like it here.
Now,
And yeah, go ahead.
seven. Go back down the stairs.
And then just start where it says look around.
Look around and see what you see. Hear what you hear. If you see something or hear something or touch on something, lift your finger, please. Is there something that you see?
My little bike.
Do you sit on your bike and ride your bike? What color is your bike?
I'm not sure. I think it's red.
What else is in the room where you are, the place where you are?
My brother.
What is your brother doing?
He's playing with his truck.
Listen to what you hear if he is playing with his truck.
He's just playing.
Very well. We are going to go back to the stairs. Oh, baby, see what you see, hear what you hear.
I'm with my parents. It's Christmas. My brother is here.
Do you see anything?
My little stuffed dog. A little stuffed puppy dog. Start right there with color.
What color is the stuffed puppy dog?
It is brown. It has a bell in its ear, and when I move it, it tinkles.
It tinkles. Now you go back to the stairway, go further down. You get born. Before you were born, you were inside your mother's womb. Back to the steps, go down to the next step inside your mom. Notice what you notice. Feel what you feel. Hear what you hear inside your mom. What is it that you notice inside your mom, little preborn one?
It's warm.
It's warm. Isn't that nice?
I can hear a heartbeat.
What does the heartbeat sound like?
It's very powerful.
Can you do it? Can you make a sound like that?
No.
That is fine. Hard to hear. You are the baby inside the mom. You feel the body, its functions for you. When you enter the body, feel the beautiful part of you that is this body, this developing baby. Take your soul mind. Does your soul mind feel this is the right match for you?
Yes.
Okay. Regression to previous lives. Yes. Was it that made you choose this
What was
body?
it? What
What
was it?
was it that made you choose this body?
Now, at this point, I slip into a third person and I become what I call myself an angel. Now, back in 2015, I did not have the knowledge that I have now about our higher dimensional selves, other light beings, other beings, guides, etc. So I'm now in third person and I'm calling myself an angel. I'm just going to say that as I went through this regression, and you listen to the recording, my voice actually changes. Like when I'm 12, it's like my 12-year-old voice. When I was little at Christmas time with my family and my brother in the trike, I sounded like a little child. So now when we come to this, I called myself Angel because I'm talking in the third person, and my voice actually changed at this point too. So I say, I am an angel.
Well, Angel, now you decide to come into a human body. Hard to hear. Now you're having an experience of being a human. Now, before you entered this body, can you hear? Before you were looking around the right body to enter, as you are an angel, look around and see. Are the beings around you?
Yes.
Who are these other beings? Are they other angels? Do you communicate with them?
Only in our minds.
Only in your mind. Do you get advice from them? Do they help you? Or are they guardians?
I have to go.
Is there something you decided, or did you have a guardian angel help you decide?
Someone told me.
Who was it that told you?
The time has come to go.
The time has come for you to go. So you find the body inside this mom, and it's in a good place. You know it's all ready before you go, don't you?
You don't have to read the brackets.
Do you have a purpose for going into this body? Did you go in too soon? Is there a certain reason why this is the right body and place for you?
Because of the challenges.
You have chosen some challenges to give yourself experiences. Is that correct?
Yes. To bring about change.
To bring about change, what kind of change is it that you want to bring about?
The purpose isn't clear.
Can you have a discussion with somebody who might advise you and learn about the purpose? Go ahead, look around, ask, and you shall receive. If you're listening, nod your head.
So at this point, I can't hear my responses very well, but I do say, as the in the third person, I can't. It's being blocked from me.
That's okay. However, anything that has already happened is there. And so I'm going to ask you, Angel, before this life, you don't know what that is, perhaps, but as you descend, you find yourself in the light. And so let it happen. Here you're in this body. Time for you to experience the life before this life. There you are descending as I count. When I say the last number, you'll find yourself in your previous body and can answer my questions. You descended closer and closer, deeper and deeper, slowly getting ready to enter as you go down, down, down. There you are. You are there now. Are you outside or inside?
So I'm now me again, but I'm having trouble speaking.
Whatever pops in, pops in. Outside or inside?
Oh, I switch back to being the angel. I'm not in a body.
Before this life, there is a life. Come down to it. Are you still an angel? What has happened?
I am still an angel. I'm just in, I can't quite hear myself, space.
There's a body. There is a body. Know that angel up there where you are. There's so much to learn, so many benefits, so much you have added to your wisdom to carry out your soul's purpose from all your previous lives. So much you have added to allow you to get ready to enter the body. Soul, mind, as you are, with a previous times. So, soul mind, you're going to enter a body. Find another time. Is that okay? So, I will count down until the last one. Find yourself in another life, probably close to the life you call present life.
You don't have to do the countdowns.
Okay.
Just go to look around.
Look around inside or outside.
Outside.
Daytime or night?
I am outside.
Hot or cold?
It's summer.
Are you in a city, a small town, or out in the country?
I am up north in the bush on a horse. I think I'm an Indian.
Are you alone or with somebody?
I'm with someone, a man.
What are you wearing?
I have a dress on. It's buckskin.
Are you small, medium, large size person?
I am slim, not tall. I have long silver gray hair.
You have a man with you. Is there anyone else with you? What are you doing now?
I am on a horse. We are on horses. We're on a ridge looking out.
Feel the horse under you. Feel the sense of control because you are probably a very good rider, aren't you? Now you can feel the horse.
Yes.
Can you hear the sound the horse is making?
Yes.
Now look over at the man with you. What passes between you as you make the momentary contact?
We are just resting.
After you rest, what do you do?
We turn and I follow him down the path on our horses.
And who is this man in relation to you?
He came to get me. Someone is sick.
So you're going down the path. What do you do now?
We are going to the village, so I'm a healer.
Riding to the village, where do you go?
Go to the tent.
Do you get off the horse now? What do you see inside the tent, and what do you see inside the tent?
A child is sick.
What do you feel when you see the sick child?
The compassion, and I can help him.
So what do you get out to do your work?
I get my medicines. There are other people there.
Do you help the child?
Drumming and singing. They are. I put it together, put it to his lips, and get him to drink it. It's a long night.
What happens next?
Continue to bring his fever down. It takes a few days, but he's okay.
When he is okay, what do?
It's time for me to go back.
So you get on your horse and go. Do you go alone or with somebody?
No, the same guy.
Where do you go?
Back to my village.
So you ride into your village. And who is your family in the village, or do you have a family?
I am by myself. I am older.
Look around. Are there people who are close to the village? Notice who they are. Is there anybody close to you?
There is a woman. She is younger and her children.
Look into her heart, her soul, her heart, and see the essence. Do you see that? Remember that because you met her again. Can you store that away? Now look around you and get a sense of where you live, where it is. You may not know about maps and nations. Where do you live? Where is it?
It's up north. There is rocks and trees.
You may not know centuries and decades and years, but you can tell what year it is and what decade it is. It's an all inner knowing. What decade is it? What year is it?
I think it's 1635.
And you are a healer. You have learned this, and we're a healer all your life. Is that right?
Yes.
Now bring yourself forward to a time of passing, transitioning, leaving this life. It will be completely safe and pain-free. What makes you leave this body? What causes you to leave this world?
Old age.
There, and you float up in your net that grabs other angels who are to help with whatever you learn, need to learn from this life. A lot of what you feel, what happens as you discuss what you were meant to do in this life that just ended. What did you learn? What have you picked up?
Power of healing.
The power of healing, you learned it and experienced it.
And gathering.
And gathering together, when people gather together, what is the effect?
Community.
So you learned all about community. As you leave the body, what is your overwhelming feeling about this life?
It's good.
It's a good life. And in your angel state right now, is there any thing from this life that has any bearing on what we call the present life?
So now again, I switch into that third person other being, And I, out of the blue, just say she's out of place.
Present life is out of place, you say?
Yes, she doesn't fit in.
Because she is something among something, fill in the blanks.
It's the angel, great sadness.
So, Angel, we were talking about the present life, and you say that she has great sadness. Is this what you were saying?
Yes.
Is this sadness, was she meant to learn something from? Let's talk about the sadness. She needs your wisdom.
She, and then there's a long pause. She doesn't fit in. She can't find. Then there's another long pause. The truth is important.
Is that her mission, or related to her mission to find what is important, to find the truth, to try to fit in, or find a way to live her life? What does she need inside of you, your angel mind, your soul mind, speak for your present self? She needs you.
It's hard to sit here and watch without being able to help her find. She needs to find the people. She needs to find she like what she likes. It's like turning over a rock.
And there are always rocks. It is a matter of keep turning them over until she finds the right one underneath.
It's the people. The people are false. She is divided. But I came in here, long pause, to unite. But it's hard because I don't have the power I had as an angel.
Talk to me about uniting. What did you mean about uniting?
Uniting the halves.
She's feeling somewhat discouraged at certain time, angel self, inner mind, soul mind. What do you have to say to her about that?
It is I, not it is we are both the same. It is my spirit in her. It is much harder than I thought it was going to be.
In the last life, as the life as the Indian woman, there was the young woman with children who were close to her. Are they back in this life now?
No.
Are there certain people in the present life who mean something to her that have great significance from other lives?
Yes, but they betrayed her, but that is the journey.
So they betrayed her, and that is the journey, and she responds. And what is the wise way for her? Is that correct?
She is still fine. She just needs to keep going.
Now, Angel, soul mind, you're going to find another life, another life that may have some bearing on what we call the present life. Is that okay with you? So, going down the count from 10 to 1 again. And when I say the last number, tap on the forehead. You find yourself in this life and have some relevance to the present life that we call it. So, use this great, great life self soul that you are to get there easily. Don't know where you're going to be, but when I tap you on the forehead, you're right there and can answer my questions instantly. Now, one, outside or inside?
Outside.
Daytime, nighttime.
It's daytime.
Are you alone or with somebody?
Alone.
Is it hot or cold?
I am hot.
City, town, country, village.
I am in somewhere hot, desert-like. I'm a man.
What are you wearing?
I have long dark hair and some kind of headdress around my head. I have a staff. I don't have a shirt on. It's just, I don't know, a loincloth, longer thing, some kind of open sandals on my feet.
Are you big man, medium, small?
I am very big, very muscular.
What are you doing right now?
I think I'm a warrior. I'm waiting, scouting.
And after you wait a while, what do you do next?
I go back to, it's like an encampment.
How many people are there?
There are many, many men. It's like I'm a warrior.
And you see the warriors who are fighting, who are your enemies?
I don't know who they are.
Are you a good warrior? Take a guess where you are in the world.
In Africa, Egypt.
Take a guess at the century.
600.
A very good warrior, a good scout, is that correct?
I am the leader.
The leader of the whole group.
Yes.
So you have very great responsibility and very great skills. What is your purpose in this life? Your main job, your main learning, your main job in this life.
To protect the people.
And are you good at it, aren't you? So what happens? Do things go well? Do you keep protecting the people?
We had peace, then we didn't. We are fighting for our peace.
How does that end up? Take yourself decades ahead or whenever to your passing, to your transition.
I am killed by then. I have a spear in my chest.
You leave your physical body, you come meet other angels, your counsel for you, and discuss life. Is this life where you're able to do what you were meant to do?
Yes, it was an honorable death.
What have you learned that you can carry forward in other lives?
Truth.
Say the truth, do the truth, be the truth.
Be the truth.
Is there anyone in this life that has carried through to your present life?
I don't know.
So now you know the healing as an angel, the two lives you have mentioned, the healing is very good. You know that being the truth is a very good thing, and you have combined them both into this light. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Is there anything else as this African warrior that is important for your present life to know?
Love.
Love, talk about that.
Family.
So now we have love, family, truth, healing, compassion. Now, as an angel, what do you think would be beneficial for your present life? Is there another life that would be useful for the present self to reference?
And at this point, there's a big long pause, and there's no, I don't have any words.
Just give a head nod or a head shake. And so, in a moment, we will have you enter a life that is relevant for the present life. You have already learned about lives where being your truth, compassion, family, love for your present life through experience, through learning. Let's go to another life that is important or valuable. Count down and answer the questions instantly. Wonder what that life will be. Can enter, be in this life, inside or outside,
Inside.
daytime or nighttime.
It's daytime.
Is it a hot place or a cold place?
Warm.
Is it a city, town, or country?
A city, an ancient city.
Are you alone or with somebody?
I am with all the girls.
And I look at what you are wearing. What are you wearing?
Linen, white, long robes, belted, our hair is done.
What does your hair look like?
It's very dark and long.
And you have a belt?
It is wrapped up.
Your hair is wrapped up? How old are you right now?
20.
What is happening to you at 20?
We are getting ready.
Ready for what?
A ceremony.
Who's getting you ready?
We all are.
All by yourselves? All about the same age?
Yes, we're initiates.
Initiates?
Yes.
What happened next?
It is our first one. We have its crystals.
Is there a light?
We are healing with crystals
Where are you?
in a cave,
A cave?
like a cave. It's beautiful.
Is there light in the cave?
Yes.
Where's the light from?
From above, and there is a pool. It is decorated.
What are you doing right now?
I have someone on. Like a table or platform, I'm healing them.
What are you using to heal?
My hands and crystals.
And you learn this, right?
Yes.
Oh, is that like your in you initiate like your first time? What's it make you feel?
Powerful.
Does it fit you to do this?
Yes.
What happens next?
Then we have more people come. They are very happy. I am very spoiled.
What do you mean you're spoiled?
Because we don't live with everyone else, we live away from people.
So you have a nicer life. You're saying more comforts.
Yes, lots of flowers from the garden. It's very beautiful.
So you are one of the healers. And how did you arrive at this position?
From very young, I had a special gift.
And someone came, or your family saw, or.
Yes, we were gathered. It's like a temple, but not.
Now, give us those who deal in time, give us century that is.
Before man, now.
Before man, now. Where is this place in our world?
It doesn't exist anymore.
And what was it?
An island, I think.
A big island? And did it have a name, this island?
No name in our time.
If you had to say a name, would you be able to?
No.
You're on this island. Is it on the earth?
Yes.
A lot of people live here.
Yes.
Thinking about your life. What is her name?
Her name now, I'm going to leave the name out.
In your life, in the healing temple, what did you and her do together? Was she a healer as well? Is she a good healer?
Oh, yes. So I think there was something missing from here. So it was like, was there anyone in that lifetime that I knew in this present lifetime? And the answer was yes. And I gave her name. And then was she a healer as well? No.
No. What does that mean for you that she is not a good healer?
Long pause. She was a good healer then.
Oh, in this life is the healing temple. She is a good healer. What is your name in this healing temple?
I don't know.
Listen to those.
No word.
No word.
No.
Now, follow up through the years of the life and any significant event, you stop and talk about it until you stop and transition back to being an angel.
I made a mistake.
What happened?
I abused my power.
As a result,
People got hurt.
did you abuse your power on purpose?
Young and selfish.
Young and selfish.
Misguided the wrong people.
What are the effects on you from this mistake?
I stopped healing.
Permanently in this life?
I was killed like others. Our temple was destroyed.
That was related to your mistake, was it?
No.
How old were you when your temple was destroyed?
25.
And who destroyed it?
It's the earth.
The earth does it?
Destroyed it.
By earthquake?
Yes.
Do you have atoned for your mistake?
No, I die.
Now you come up back as an angel. What are you learning and thinking about your life? Just finish in the healing temple?
I don't want to do it anymore.
What did you hear from your guides when you say that?
You misused your power.
What do you say when they say that?
That I am deeply sorry.
So, what kind of plan do you have to come up with? You, your guides.
I just want to be an angel, but you have to go back.
And you do go back, don't you? And have a chance to do things differently?
Yes.
Is this life as the Indian healer one of the chances?
Yes.
You do very well in that life, don't you?
Yes.
Does that atone for that mistake? And have you learned to get your feeling back?
Yes.
Now, Angel, you are now in this state. What bearing does the healing temple, young girl, life 2025, the Indian healer, the powerful, truthful, strong warrior, what do they have to tell you to help you with your present life? Is there something that you need to convey to guide you with?
So now I convert back into that third person angel and I say, faith.
Faith.
I'm being held back. People are jealous.
Now, angel, soul, mind, this is a chance for you to be very clear and give your own self living on the earth. Give her instructions, give her a sense of knowing she can and an urge to do what she knows, what she must and can do. This is your chance to do it now. Collect all together thoughts and ideas you know are important to convey. Collect them all. This is your chance. Use it. Collect them to be able to use them, speak to the self in the present life, be able to use them in a moment now.
So, third person voice again. You have these powers and abilities. You know who's jealous and stopping you. You have to have faith and let go of control. We are helping you. Every person in your path, take the good part of it. Trust and discern the ones who are going to lead you down the wrong path.
Like who? Help the self with the model.
And what I say is indiscernible.
It is a previous life. Someone she knows in this life, let her know what can happen.
I'm still in my other self, angel voice, whatever, and I name the people. Let them know they need you too, because this will show them the truth.
Should she be heartened herself by the own by her own strength?
The only thing that is holding her back is her own fear. She does not trust that we are here. She does not understand the challenges we gave her were to help her understand better. Compassion, vision, she has the ability to see.
And she knows these things now because of her experiences. Is that true?
She does, but she doesn't trust it.
And now she knows it. But doesn't trust it. Isn't that a silly waste? Imagine it and not trusting it. Could almost laugh at that, couldn't we?
Except that this world is not ready.
What do you accept? I suggest then, Angel.
She still needs to speak and tell her truth. Then there's a long pause. She needs to trust the messages that are given to her.
Can you think of a way that she might get a message in the near future, set it up so that she can go, oh, okay, now I get it. I believe it. Can you think of a way to make that
We already did, but she's too willful.
happen? Well, we call it tenacious.
Tenacious. Tenacious.
If you were to ask one of your guardians, your protectors, for a way to be kind and helpful, and for the self to be kind and helpful too, herself in her present life soul, you would want to do that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Kind and helpful, not judgmental, learning that what it's all about. She's learning that's right, so we need to be with where she is. Which is able and truthful and building on that, and she will. Now, angel self, it's time for you to give one last piece of love, loving sign for the self in the present life. You can be there, plan it, or tell it. Just give a feeling to the self so that it knows, so that self knows that she is very, very loved and safe. When you've done the nod, your head, so we can. Thank you for coming forward to speak. And thank you for your insight into self, the present day and self, and what she has, her strengths, what she wants, what she can do. And we exhort the self to take heart, and all will be well. Is that all acceptable? Acceptable to your soul, mind, and the angel form?
Yes.
Then it is so. I count from one to five, and self is all back together, ready
Okay.
to go.
Thank you so much, Janet.
My throat is dry.
Yes, have a drink.
That was interesting. But you know, it relates back to being on the purple planet.
Yes.
Okay. Which I thought right away when I was reading it, I went, that's their purple planet life,
Yes.
which is so cool. So you're remembering some of it. And we filled in the spaces for the other stuff that we remembered about the purple planet. It makes it very cool.
It does.
Because
Or do you think that this was another life similar to the purple planet?
I think that it was the purple planet.
We were that young when
Yeah.
it.
Yes.
Wow.
When the planet was
Was
destroyed.
destroyed.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, when I was reading this earlier today, because I pulled it out to just kind of review it, and I can still remember the session. And I was in such a deep, like, I had a really hard time talking because I was in such a deep state. And like I said, I could tell when I was, because my voice would alter and stuff like that. And when the angel person came in to talk, I could actually sense and feel the hypnotherapist, her excitement, and she was trying to get information out very carefully, but I could feel the block. It was like was being blocked from me, and it was like they weren't going to share with her the information, but also not share with me because it was almost like I wasn't ready to hear it. If that makes any sense, but
It
that couldn't be
does.
given to me at that time.
But I want you to think about something else too. In this lifetime, okay, when we go through, we're just sitting here chatting and we do the question and answer thing and asking spirit. And for you, when I ask you questions from spirit, your head does that head bobbing thing. And it's all over the place, you know? And the yes or no's come out. And you don't always get an explanation. You mostly get a lot of yes and no's. So to me, you're getting the yes and no's, but the more you start to trust it, the more information you're going to get.
Right.
So the block is you. Are you, it's like you're afraid, because when you were that healer, okay, what happened? You got killed.
Well, not only that, but what I got out of that was misuse of power. And when
Yeah.
I got that one, like out of all the lies, like the other ones just kind of resonated with me and made sense about, okay, well, I get some of the challenges in my life were to help me teach me those things.
Right.
But really what I was looking for was, well, what's keeping me, what's blocking me? And that one life was the one that was, I can see through my whole life how much it blocked me and how much I would hold back because I was so afraid of that misuse of power. And when I was in the recording, you can hear my shame. You can hear my emotion at how deeply sorry I was about how we behaved and acted. I'm even getting emotional talking about it now. So that was a really big key for me, a really important one.
Yeah.
That was like, wow, now that makes sense of it where I would hold back. And even now, like I'll double check, like, okay, is there a misuse of power here? Am I, but it was such an interesting experience to go through and to just hear it now. Since then, I've been involved, I've been in a room and other people have been hypnotized. And that deep state that I was in, where I couldn't even hardly speak. I haven't heard that from other people, so I'm not quite sure what was going on, but there was a bleeding in between just me being my present self in that hypnotic state, as opposed to whatever was coming in to give me messages. through the process. I don't know how else to explain it.
Well, it was really fascinating to me when we've been in some of the sessions and watching the process, when we shall not name the person was hypnotizing somebody to bring them into their past lives, and their whole body, it changes. Everything changes. It just, wow. Their voice changes, their body movements change, their stance change. It's just, it, oh, it gives me the heebie-jeebies here.
It's really interesting. So we should talk about the a little bit about how we got even on to this. So maybe part of it is understanding in sessions. So in actual Reiki sessions, a lot of practitioners will pick up past life information about people. And whether they know it as a past life or not, it's still present in the energetic field or the physical, mental, emotional bodies. So for me, I have no explanation why, but for whatever reason, I could always feel it between the knees and the ankles, like the feet. I could always feel it in there, and I would sometimes get information. You, as a reader, well, just doing a reading on someone, you can get past life information. And Bill, when he's at a person's feet, when he's doing Reiki on somebody, we'll get past life information. Sometimes he thinks it's like he couldn't join us today, which is unfortunate, but I just laugh because sometimes he thinks, well, maybe it's this lifetime. I'm going, no, it's past life. You're at their feet. It's past life, right? So just in general, like we are picking up past life stuff. And I remember the very first time, it was early in the early days. I don't think I was using you as a consultant at that point, but I had a client, a really young client, who had been going to a chiropractor for like 4 years and had this pain in her back. And I'm going like, well, if you've been going to a chiropractor for the 4 years and nothing's changed, there's something else going on. I said, if I have your permission, I'll, you talk to Janet. So she actually contacted you and got the information and shared it with me. And it turned out she had been stabbed in the back in that area. And when I talked to you after, I said, okay, well, that makes sense for what I'm picking up. However, why now? If it was a past life thing, then why wasn't she born with it? Why didn't she carry that? Why now? Why
Because it
4 years ago?
happened at the age she is now, that's the age it happened in her past life.
Yes. And since then, I've had all these clients who show up and go, I don't know. There's no explanation. I've been to all the doctors, done all the tests. No one can figure out what this is. And it's like,
Exactly.
it's a past life, artifact, remnant, trauma that is sitting in your space. So anyway, so we've been, kind of, and then I developed a whole experience around clearing out from the subconscious these past lives. And it wasn't until, well, fast forward to, so I developed this experience and I started doing that as part of my focus program. And then if I was, I was doing consults with you, and if there was anything that was coming up from a past life, and that past life could be an earthbound, like an earth past life, but oftentimes there we've lived on other planets, et cetera, et cetera. So sometimes they were from these multi-dimensional places that we live. So then I met this hypnotherapist, and I realized, she started off as client, and then she got intrigued with some of the work I was doing, and she said, maybe there's a way to introduce some of this with my clients, with her clients. And I said, well, I already know that I have like a list of clients that I've taken them as far as I can. And now whatever is left, it's sitting in their subconscious. I think your services are going to work really well. So I referred a bunch of my clients, and there were some real challenges in there with what she had to deal with. So she contacted me one day and she said, I think I need you and Janet here. And we said, okay. We didn't really know what we were going to do.
Exactly.
And it was one of our clients. So we went in, and as she started doing the regression, I suggested to her, why don't you add this little piece in so you can hit the mark on where this is actually impacting them? because if you're just going past life on the earth, you might not be hitting the right life
True.
that is,
Yeah.
and you can't clear it. That's the stubborn part, right? So as she started doing it, I thought, well, I'll just facilitate this and Reiki to the person, help them relax. And we just know you're going to jump in there and give details and stuff. And then all of a sudden, as I'm doing Reiki and I'm being guided to feel the person's field, I realize that as I'm scanning their field, I'm picking up these, I don't even know how else to describe them, but they become these balls or spheres of energy. Then I know exactly on the time, I could tell exactly, okay, we've hit the timeline. This is the one we need to be at. This is a past life that needs to be cleared. And then we would get between you and the hypnotherapist, you would start describing, helping the client, because it's the client driven to, you know, can you tell where you are? Look around you. What are you wearing? All of that. Very similar to what she had me doing. Different, but similar. And then through that process, you're able to, through the hypnotherapist and yourself and the client, determine what is the block that here, what is it, the lesson that needs to be learned, what were they enduring, what was the hardship, the challenge, the trauma to be cleared, and how do you do that? And it would just simply amaze me, because in the worst situation possible, I mean, some of it was pretty brutal, and you're asking them to find the good parts of it, the how did you call it? What did you call it, like finding the, so the good things out of this terribleness that was happening to them,
Exactly, the positive.
the positive.
What was the positive in all this? It was so fascinating doing that, though. Like, your hands are waving in the air and you're feeling that energy, and then you could feel it shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. And once he was basically answered everything and found the answer within himself and let that go, then the energy would
It
disappear.
would just disappear,
Yeah. And
which
then
is
you would go into the next, you know. So that was really cool how the combination worked so well, because I find that what it did was it made sure, like, we worked really hard to make sure that that life was cleared.
yes.
And then it happened for many other lifetimes were cleared too, because of that one lifetime, because he was that was the same lesson he was trying to learn.
Right. And then that's a good point, because oftentimes there were many repeated lifetimes because you didn't learn it in the first lifetime. So you had to keep going, coming back and learning from those mistakes. Now, there could be karma that had to be cleared. Like, there's multiple pieces here too. Sometimes it's not necessarily you, but it's the other people that are there that have incarnated into your soul family, and they often carry forward into many lifetimes. Because there's something that has to happen in that dynamic to be healed and cleared.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. But every time we do this kind of work, though, it's just everybody is so different and the story is so different. They're lessons. And then you see people nowadays, they're repeating the same thing because they have a deal from it. And it's like, duh, when are you going to learn?
And then when they heal, it's just like a domino effect, and it
Yeah.
goes through those other lifetimes. So we don't have to clear 100 lifetimes.
No.
Usually it's anywhere between 5 and 8, I
Yeah.
find, that we're clearing. But it was really cool because I was already experiencing it when I was doing my experience, like my subconscious healing experience, but I didn't know that that's what I was experiencing until you actually, you know, when we were working together. Then we stopped working with her. So we did 2 sessions with her. And then we thought, you know what? We can probably just do this with ourselves. We don't, it's not hypnosis that we're
No.
doing. I created an experience, because really it's about getting into a relaxed state. And there's
100%.
all kinds of ways that you can experience your past lives. And now, especially, people are starting to experience it in their waking life and their dream life, but they might not understand that that's what they're experiencing, but they are experiencing it. So if we understand that we're a soul inhabiting this human body, and only on Earth, like only here, is there linear time. All these experiences are happening at the same time. So we do have access to that
Oh,
information if we can
100%.
tap in. So when we do, when it's just us, and the client, it's not the same as this hypnosis
No.
piece, but the
Kind of,
key
sort of.
kind of sort of, because the whole thing is we're trying to find the lies.
Yeah.
So we're finding the important lives. We're asking to be shown only the lives that are need to be healed in this lifetime. And maybe there's a reason why they can't be cleared yet. It could be there's someone else that has to do their thing before it can be cleared on this person. Or, there's multiple reasons. So, but everything we do, we clear it. We absolutely clear, and we work hard to do it, because I know
Yeah.
sometimes you have to say, what do you have to say to
Don't make me slap you.
that? Because they have to repeat
Exactly.
these statements
Yeah.
of self-worth and love and compassion. And if they don't believe it, we both know
Oh.
immediately
Yes.
that they don't believe it,
Yeah.
because it'll just expand the energy.
Exactly.
And it's like, or it gets stuck. It won't
Well, you go, yeah, I learned to love myself. What?
move. You don't love
You don't
yourself.
love yourself. Tell me again. I love myself. Nope. Tell me again. I love myself. Don't make me bitch slap you. I want to hear it strong now.
Sometimes
But
we break into song.
it
Oftentimes we break into song. It's pretty funny.
is. But we have. The client will be smiling, and then they find that within them, because it's like a something, a little click, and they find that, okay, I can laugh at myself. I can truly love myself. And then they say it, and they say it, and it was like, bang, we're done. And then that life is like, the energy goes. Because I could tell when your hands are coming together like that. When your hands are go way, way out, I'm like, oh, crap.
We have work to do. And then the other thing is we give them a copy of the recording,
Yeah.
so they have that. And then we suggest to them that they go through, and those power statements, or I don't know what you want to call them, those positive statements,
Yeah.
that those empowering statements, I don't want to say positive, the empowering statements, that they take those and then record them in their own voice and just keep playing them over again. And we did two. How many did we do in 2022? I think we did seven, two of them with somebody else. Then you and I did five. Then in 2023, I think we did four or five. And then this year, I think we've only done one. It is time consuming.
It is.
It takes almost 2 hours, and we need a bit of prep time. And then after, you want to have the person, you want to stay with the person just for them to come down and be okay with it. So,
Yeah. And
yeah.
then let them discuss whatever they need to discuss. So it's usually when at the end of it, it's usually anywhere from 3 to 4 hours.
Yeah. It's a long process,
Yeah.
but really so fascinating
It's
too.
rewarding. Because you see the change in them immediately.
Yeah. And the other thing is if they bump into things in their day-to-day lives, then they can be the observer of it and go, oh, wait a minute. Like, feel like I'm starting to create a pattern here, repeating myself. And the key is, you don't want to create any more karma. No more karma in this life. You want to learn all your lessons, all those challenges, embrace them, love them, heal them, because you don't want to have any more repeats.
No, we're coming into that era of peace and love and loving yourself. Okay, because when you love yourself, then it makes it easier to love others too. And it just all falls into place so much easier.
Well, and then there's this whole other piece of this, and that we won't get into too much today,
Yeah.
but what the reincarnation part two, we are, this prisoner planet that, the negative forces have regurgitated us through these reincarnation cycles to keep repeating and repeating. So it's like we're fighting this, these things that need to be healed, but we also What makes it so much more difficult is that they're throwing at us in so many different forms this victimizer programming and manipulation through so many different means to prevent us from being able to heal and clear. So to break through that, it takes an enormous amount of personal fortitude and strength of self and determination to be able to break through that. Because once you've broken through that, then you break all of that other stuff around you and can move forward in a more positive way. So,
Oh, 100%.
yeah, anything else you wanted to add before we sign off on this
Well,
interesting session?
all our sessions are fun and interesting. It just there's so much to talk about that it just gives us we can have our own little view, which is very serious at times, and then other times we just find the laughter and the joy in it, right? But it's opening ourself up, and continue to open yourself up and understand that there's more to life than what meets the eye.
Yeah, and I think one of the things going back to the past life regression I had, if we understand, and you talked about this in an earlier episode, that before we even come in here, we meet with everybody to decide what is my soul experience going to be? What is it that I'm going to, what is my purpose here on earth? And I had a few clues in there, like it's, and clearly when we're doing something like this, we don't have the language or the data or the information, because it's channeling through us, to be able to say things very specifically. So I'm getting off on a tangent again, but some of the things that I said, I'm going, oh, now that kind of makes sense. I didn't know what to call it, but it made sense. But what was cool is that there is a decision before I was born into this life. Okay, is this the right? Is this the right family? Is this the right situation? And they said, yeah, you're going in there and you're going in with challenges. Your soul has some challenges that you need to learn, and you need those for whatever your purpose is going to be. And there
True.
were little clues in there about the purpose, but I wasn't being told.
No,
And
because you have to figure it out.
right. I wasn't allowed to know at that time
No.
for different reasons. And I understand now why. And also, I think some of those people, when I think about how I ended up back in North Bay when I swore I'd never come back here, some of those people that I hadn't met them yet, which is why I couldn't say anything. Like
Yeah.
I couldn't, there was a lot of, anyway,
Exactly.
it was really cool. Well, thank you for doing story time with me today.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's always enjoyable spending some time with you.
And thank you to all our listeners. Please like, share, subscribe, become our followers. We promise we'll have some more intriguing and interesting material in the new year.
Lots more fun coming.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Amy.